is not a man, but is a government and the government system of the globalist.
Okay.
And we're out here
to share the gospel with people, which is what believers are called to do. And
yep,
people coming here, are most of them are going to be coming from churches which are made of man, not of God. Many of them are practicing a false gospel. So we're out here to share that. My brother would be happy to share the gospel with you if you want.
I'm saved. I know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But you must come out of the world. Can't be
I'm not in the
politics
world.
Isn't going
I'm not
to
in the world.
I'll let my brother take over
I'm not
on this
in the
one.
World.
If you'd like to talk to him, that'd be awesome.
Death
because
to
now
self
I have a brother here.
A Christian must die to self. Absolutely correct.
So what do you think the
and
world
what
is?
What is death to self? Death to self is the acknowledgement of our weakness, that we cannot do anything in and of ourselves that is good. Okay?
But the
can't
Lord,
be done. What did Paul say in Romans
us,
chapter 7, verse 18?
I know that in me, worthy.
I know that in
walk
me,
worthy.
That is in my flesh,
walk
dwells
worthy.
No good thing. In me, in my
worthy.
Flesh, dwells
it's
no
covenant.
Good thing.
Sir,
for
it's
to will is present, but
agreement.
How to perform that which is good, I don't find. Because they're walking in self-effort.
Sir,
if you're walking in self-effort, you're walking in the flesh.
The
to walk in the Spirit is to walk
saints.
By faith.
Why does the word call his people saints and those who aren't his people sinners?
He calls his people saints in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Because they're walking after his ways, they're doing his commandments.
That's correct.
He that loves me keeps my
that's
commandments.
That's correct. However, you cannot in self fulfill the works of the law. That's the Old Covenant. You can't do it.
Well, obviously we need the Holy Spirit, definitely. You need
that's
to be
correct.
Born again. But the Lord gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him.
That's correct.
Yeah, so we do have something to do. It's not unconditional. It's conditional. We have to obey his commandments. We have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Then we'll have fellowship with one
who's
another.
The divine potter?
The Lord.
The Holy Lord. Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He conforms us to the image of Christ from glory to glory.
How does he do that?
So in, by his Spirit. So in,
we have to walk
so
in his ways.
In,
in the Spirit.
Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, he says, God calls himself the Father, the potter. Mankind is the clay. Now, my parents used to own a ceramic shop, and I know something about clay.
So,
clay can be on the potter's wheel. You can be on the potter's wheel for a billion years, if you could live that long, and you can never, the clay can never make itself up
so
into the vessel.
I have a question.
That
can
is,
God go against
and
your
so
will?
What is the vessel we're being conformed to? Is it not the image of Christ?
Can God go against
is it
your
not
will?
The image of Christ? That
have,
we are. That's the vessel that he is conformed. Romans chapter
choice?
8, verse 29. For we have been ordained to be conformed, predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Somebody has to do that work.
We as
men are nothing but clay. We cannot make ourselves up into anything. You can't do it. You can't do it. To say
God,
that you
can
is to live in a delusion
can God go
and can actually lead you into places you don't want to go.
So can God go against your
will?
Because
that's pride.
You can choose to do evil. You can choose to go do good. Can God go against your will and conform you regardless of your will? Or does he give you free choice? See, that's what I don't understand, is you're saying he's going to conform us, but if we walk after evil, walk after sin, he's not doing any conforming.
I'm not walking after evil. I'm walking, trusting in him by the same faith that Abraham had. Okay, so if you look at Romans chapter 4, verse 21, what's it say? Abraham believed God, okay? And that faith, right, which was, which what did that faith do? It brought glory to God. Not the fruit of his lips, the faith that he had in God.
Did Abraham obey?
Yeah.
Abraham did obey.
Let me ask you a question. Was Noah a righteous man of God?
Yes, he was.
What did God tell? The Bible says Noah was perfect by his righteousness and his faith, or perfect in his righteousness, perfect before God. What did God tell Noah
but
he would do?
But you can't through the law.
What did
justify
God tell
yourself?
Noah he would
know.
Do? What did God tell Noah he would do?
Destroy the earth.
And what did he promise Noah?
You tell me.
Build an ark and I'll spare you and float
right?
you above
that's
the rest.
Correct.
What
that's
if
right.
Noah believed like you and that he didn't have to have works
how
of righteousness?
How do you know what I believe? You're making assumptions about my faith.
Because I hear you talking, I heard you from way over there.
You haven't heard anything.
You're talking about faith without works. You're probably a faith-only guy. You believe that you're saved by faith only.
I'm not.
So do we have to obey
sometimes
the word of God?
Sometimes the faith, we are to do works. But sometimes the works...
What Bible verse says sometimes we do works?
You're just... Okay, so you have a spirit of dissension and
dissension?
Strife.
I have a spirit of discernment.
No, that's
and
not.
And I see you're trampling
when
the truth of God.
You do damage to the name of Christ, and I'm not going to speak to you anymore. Because why? Because you are bringing strife
away.
In public to
Satan
where people that know
away.
Not God could be here.
Satan
so you
always
are
walks
actually,
away.
You're not walking in the truth.
Walk away.
Because you're willing,
you belong,
you're
you
willing
to you
sacrifice
to walk away.
The name of the living God to meet
up.
Your own personal interpretation.
Of the
world.
World,
I can't listen to
if
you.
You're of the world and you don't come out of the world, you have no hope
Guess
of
what?
Eternal
I
life.
I stand before God and Christ in Him alone. You're not my judge, and
really?
I'm not worried about anything
the
that you say.
The Bible says we're
I
supposed to judge those that name Christ.
Coming from
1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18,
2
Thess 3 says we're supposed to judge those.
One of the works of the devil that he's working through you.
Really?
To
that's
bring
what they said about
to the
my
name
master.
Of Christ in public. I won't have any part
that's
of it.
What they said about my master, that he had a demon.
Part of that lie.
The children of Satan said
that's
he had a demon. I believe you're a child of Satan, sir. I hope you repent. Repent lest you lose your soul.